Welcome to the Conscious Classroom podcast, where we're exploring tools and perspectives that support educators and anyone who works with teens to create more conscious, supportive, and enriching learning environments. I'm your host, Amy Edelstein, and I'll be sharing transformative insights and easy-to-implement classroom supports that are all drawn from mindful awareness and systems thinking. The themes we'll discuss are designed to improve your own joy and fulfillment in your work and increase your impact on the world we share. Let's get on with this next episode.
Hello, welcome to this episode of The Conscious Classroom. My name is Amy Edelstein. Today, I want to talk about the power of purpose. It's something that is essential for the development of our youth's higher potentials. And it's something that is missing from our ongoing discussions with adolescents and within their school curriculum. And I'd like to explore the value of purpose, the need to dialogue with teens about purpose, and the ways to begin to weave that into all of our educational curriculum, to our practices of mindfulness, why we're practicing, how we discover who we are, and to our sense of obligation to foster a greater sense of purpose and direction for our youth. William Damon, the great educator, wrote a very profound book 10-12 years ago called The Path to Purpose, Helping Our Children Find Their Calling in Life. And in that, he really explored deeply why asking the big questions of life is so important. The Inner Strength curriculum was really founded on that. It was developed to foster students' higher potentials by encouraging them to explore their role in the world, their place in the world, their place in evolutionary history, and to connect them with that sense that meaning, purpose, is not only possible in their lives, but is the driving force that is going to help them realize the goals that they aspire to attain, bring them happiness, and bring them a real sense of fulfillment that nobody can take away from them. Youth is a time of discovery. You know, what we're seeing in the adolescent brain is that activation of individual passion, of particular individual loves and curiosities, hobbies and goals. And you can see in young people when they connect with something, they're all in. Whether it's a science fiction world and all the characters and languages, or a video game and all the levels, or a sports league and all of the players, or dance or service or religion and philosophy. Youth camps that are built on purpose, whether it's a church group or a synagogue group, or any other kind of faith-based organization, attracts youth who really care about what they're doing in life. Youth is a time of idealism also. It's a time where the brain is designed to test limits, to take risks. And risks don't have to be drugs or promiscuous sex or driving fast. Those risks are challenges. They're experimentation. There's that sense of development. There's that sense of wanting to have an audacious goal. You know, many of the great social movements started, were incubated among adolescents because they had the passion and drive and vision and sense of no limitation where they wanted to change the world, whether it was the environmental movement, different eras of the civil rights movement, different times for political reform. You see that sense of, I want to break through these limits. I want to make the world into one that I can see in my mind's eye. I want to reach for that. And that sense of idealism and passion and willingness to take risks for a purpose is something to foster. Because purpose brings meaning, and it brings also resilience. What's fascinating is when an adolescent becomes connected to their purpose, they're willing to stay steady for long-term goals. They expect challenges. Challenges are just part of the path. They're part of getting to something big. And rather than that sense of, oh, I found a problem, it's a roadblock, I'm going to give up and do something easier, when there's that direct connection with purpose or the desire to clarify their purpose, then struggle is simply part of it. And that struggle builds character, it builds resilience, it builds confidence. It's the sense that I can make it through something. Mindfulness brings its own sense of ability, self-confidence, because students learn how to sit through difficult states of mind, how to sit through restlessness or agitation. They learn how to cultivate patience, equanimity, self-care, distance from their mind, choice over their actions. And those goals are not just small self-improvement goals. When seen in the context of higher purpose, what those goals are our own personal character development for the sake of becoming weighty and impactful adults in the world. We need those skills to achieve our personal and professional goals, to be steady, to be good parents, to be good leaders. And the confidence that students get, that adolescents get when they start working in more with a more serious focus on their different mindfulness practices, helps them explore who they are, why they care about what they care about, and how to cultivate the character strength to realize those goals. Contemplative practices and the exploration of awareness and our emotional states is all part of the toolkit that teens need to start working with in order to be able to become the fulfilled and constantly developing individuals that will bring them great love, great sense of connectedness, great sense of meaning, and love for the life that they're in. We see so much in our young people today, and particularly post-pandemic, of a sense of fatigue, a sense of disengagement. That's very unnatural for the teen brain. The teen brain is filled with passion. It's filled with curiosity. And the boundaries that the pandemic set up, the fear that it inculcated in us, the lack of guidance and mentorship and presence of inspiring adults has really left this generation adrift. We can change that sense and provide rudder, provide that understanding of how to set a goal and take forward movement for our teens simply by engaging them in an inquiry. The way I approach a conscious classroom has more to do with our sense of curiosity and discovery and ability to ask questions that matter than any particular specific tool in and of itself. Our youth need good questions, and they need a sounding board. Why are you doing this? What do you hope to accomplish? What's your higher goal? And why is it important to you? When you come to the end of your life and you look back, what do you want to be remembered for? What mark do you want to make? Now, whether that's being a beautiful and inspiring and loving parent, whether it's being a teacher and inspiring others, whether it's pursuing contemplative practice and evolving one's own humanity, or it's being a research scientist and working on environmental problems and coming up with solutions, or it's a fashion designer bringing a sense of color and shape and joy into our daily way of dressing ourselves. Any of those purposes is not just an end in itself. It connects with the love of the student to an impact in the world. Wanting to be a noble human being influences all those around us and contributes to society. Wanting to solve environmental problems contributes to society around us. Wanting to raise a loving and stable family contributes to society. Wanting to be active in our political world with integrity, with morality, with care for all, with vision for the possible, contributes to our society. Asking young people why they feel passionate about what they do. What's it for? Helping them see the bigger context that they exist in. We all exist in a social world. This can help them really set their direction, even though they'll change and discover new things, even though the passions of their youth may not become their expression as adults. The sense of caring for something deeply, realizing the unity of individual purpose and greater purpose, is something that will stay with them the rest of their lives. Finding those loves and that sense of the value of searching for meaning helps students realize that happiness isn't a drug we take, or just a vacation that we aspire to, or having a lot of money to buy what fulfills our every little need. Happiness comes from the process of being on a noble quest. We gain our steady direction by keeping our eyes far ahead of us, you know, keeping our vision focused way in the distance. It's like driving a car. If you focus on just the 10 feet in front of you when you're on the highway, you end up swerving and not being aware. When you focus on the far distant point, your driving becomes smooth. You see what's close and you see where you're headed. You see the curves that are coming. You adjust along the way. And that is really where we want to train our young people's attention. We want to train them to look into the future. We want to train them to see the context that they're living in, even as they focus in more deeply on their own passions and their own loves. Teens will experience their own loves and passions, but key questions and discussions in an ongoing way help them learn how to engage with those passions in a way that is meaningful. It helps them find what they're looking for. It helps them have a sense that the process of stumbling around is not a process of being lost. If we have intimations of this larger goal, the process of stumbling around is essential for experimentation, innovation, discovery, evolution. As I work with students in my classes last week, we started our new semester and went around the room and asked each of the students what they hope to get out of the class. And I gave them some examples. Are you looking for a way to better manage tension, stress, anger, fear, a way to be more calm or focused or happy, a way to explore the nature of human consciousness, a way to find out what you're really feeling, a way to understand how better to communicate because you learn how to read the signs and symbols? And in the class of 28 students, there were only a couple repeats. Everybody had their own interest. I wanted to meet my students. I told them I wanted to tailor our next 12 lessons to what their interests were. And so they felt heard and they felt buy-in. I also wanted them to see that we can use the same steps and answer very different questions as we go through the 12 lessons. They learn their 7 evidence-based mindfulness tools, and they learn about brain science, and they learn about culture shifts and how that impacts them. They're going to see how their individual questions are related to the world around us and making the world a better place. Not everyone is going to be an activist or a volunteer or a caregiver. Of course, charitable purposes are really character building for youth. It helps them connect with the world around them. It's good for their own development. But not everyone is going to be pulled in that direction. What we can do as adults, as mentors, as teachers, as parents, is to show them that our individual pursuits have an impact and can have a positive impact on the world around us. Discovering who we are and learning about the nature of human consciousness can make us more creative and giving and wise and sensitive and empathetic individuals, which impacts the world, everyone we come in touch with. Learning how to be a better friend, learning about communication, creates stronger friendships. Stronger friendships create happier classrooms, create better school environments, create places that we want to be part of. Makes us feel like we belong, that we want to belong. Having a big view on purpose and seeing it as a primary goal or task or assignment of the adolescent stage of development will help guide all of our mentorship and education. It'll help us connect the subjects we teach, whether it's contemplative practice or algebra or history, to an adolescent's experience of being in the world, to their natural passion to innovate and to explore beyond the edges. Helping guide them to develop and articulate their long-term goals and the way their long-term goals relate to their everyday actions will really help them cultivate that sense that they're here for a reason and they're here for the long haul, and that their life isn't fragmented. Their life isn't just a bunch of check boxes that they're ticking off for their college applications, which will get them to their career, which will get them to their marriage, which will get them to their midlife stability. Life is not check boxes that we're ticking off. Life is vibrating, pulsating with meaning. Life is important. It has significance. Our curiosity, our questions, our actions have repercussions. They have effects on those around us. They have impact. As educators, in this time where there's so much fragmentation, where there are so many discouragements, where the role models in media and in our elected officials are focused on short-term satisfaction and gratification, short-term wins, and even self-aggrandizement or aggrandizement of one's own political party as against the other rather than the good of the whole, has narrowed our discourse, and it's given teens fewer examples of what it means to strive for purpose. We want to bring that back. We want to bring back that sense that purpose is the essence of what adolescents should be filled with. Their thoughts, their discussions, even their games should be filled with that sense of possibility. All the way back to Aristotle, purpose was seen as the guiding element of a healthy teen's life. And he said that youth, and I quote, are hopeful. Their lives are filled with expectation. They are high-minded. They choose to do what is noble rather than what is expedient. Part of the adolescent period of development is to develop that love for what is noble, what has impact, what can change the world. And change the world may mean in large scale, or it may mean by cultivating beautiful music, by developing an expression in art, by being a caretaker for a grandparent. We give to the world in so many ways. Our job as adults is to help students see that they give to the world in so many ways, and also to help them see that every action is going to have an impact in the world. So we want to have that positive impact. Let's add to our reflection on purpose a contemplative exercise. And you can do this with me, and you can do this with the teens you teach or mentor or parent. So come into an alert and still posture. Allowing your thoughts to settle, your tensions to recede into the background, your to-do list to fade for the moment. And now bring your mind's eye to yourself. Take a deep breath in and a slightly longer exhalation. And another deep breath in and a slightly longer exhalation. And another deep breath in and a slightly longer exhalation. Allow yourself to settle, seeing yourself from the outside, now think about what you care most about achieving in life. Do you want to be a wise person? Do you want to be a truthful person? Do you want to be a caring person? Do you want to be an innovative person? Think about the different qualities, the highest ideals for a human being. Which are the ones that speak to you most? Bring those qualities to mind and let's sit in silence as you allow those qualities to take hold in your heart. Establishing a base there, laying down roots. Keep your attention there. Now imagine that those qualities could permeate your whole body, just like water permeates our whole body, and that wisdom, compassion, integrity, creativity, love, truthfulness, strength, or whatever qualities you feel most connected to, let them permeate your being. Now allow your contemplation to turn to why those qualities are important. Do you want to be wise to make good decisions and to lessen conflict with others? Do you want to be compassionate to uplift those who are suffering? Do you want to be kind to bring joy into the world? Do you want to be creative to bring happiness or problem solving? Think about the qualities you identified. Now think about why. What is their purpose? What is their purpose in the world? And why do you individually feel connected to those qualities, to that way of having impact, to that positive outcome? Now picture yourself years from now, no matter how old you are at the moment, close enough so that we can see it, far enough so that we can't imagine, and allow yourself to imagine how you will feel as you build those qualities, as they have that impact in the world, as your presence on earth touches people around you. And imagine the strength, the confidence, the joy, the successes, the lessons learned from wrong turns, the hurdles you tripped over, the hurdles you overcame, as you pursued that purpose, as you developed those qualities, as you strengthened yourself, as you brought meaning into your life, as you uplifted those around you. And now we can begin to bring that contemplation to a close, remembering that in any conversation, in any activity, in any way we mentor, educate, or parent, we can bring this guiding inquiry around purpose and passion and impact and goals into our dialogues with young people and help them shape their own process of growth and discovery, helping them find a direction that only they can discover. And yet you, as an adult in their lives, can help give shape to. Thank you so much. Be well.
Thank you for listening to The Conscious Classroom. I'm your host, Amy Edelstein. Please check out the show notes on innerstrengthfoundation.net for links and more information. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with a friend and pass the love on. See you next time.